It's Carlina on Nova 103.5. We're going to go across borders into the male brain with conversations with real guys going into emotions, funny moments and serious topics all thrown together. And these conversations are real, authentic and nothing is scripted.
And now, let's go inside the male brain. Getting inside a man's head. Is there anything in there?
What is your advice to a girl or a lady who's trying to find a boyfriend?
Ooh, I think ladies have got it easy in this department. I don't think they need terribly much advice.
Yeah.
I think the guys will take care of that. I don't know, Chops, maybe you feel differently.
I vowed never to give advice on any relationships. I am like the wrong person to ask.
No, come on, guys. You got to give us some advice here because okay, I've got a lot of girlfriends. Yeah.
I would say just be careful who you choose as your life partner, you know. So if you have a partner, it's going to be either something happens and babies pop out, or maybe you get married, but it's going to be your partner for life. So throughout the journey, this is you got to keep that in mind. And I'll say nothing else.
Okay, that's good advice. If I was giving advice to a lady, I would always say if this person that you are looking to date still has a father around, look to their father and see what their father has become. Because that's often a good indication as to the future of the person that's standing in front of you. And the same applies for men. Look at the mother and see what they are, because often that's a good indication of things to come. That was a good piece of advice that I got.
That's brilliant advice. But now, I think the context of the question is more like if you're looking, trying to find a boyfriend. So there's no one on the horizon yet. You're trying to find a boyfriend.
So like, let's play Cupid and guide this young lady into the best.
Yeah.
This young lady, but other young ladies. Other young ladies who are
asking questions for herself.
All right.
No, I am not.
Are you?
I feel like we need a little jingle here to have a Carlin dating show here. Listen.
She's dating show. She's like, you know what? I don't really need to talk to them, but I'm going to get some dating advice. It's like, they're going to be fantastic.
Okay, well, I'll do it for you, Carlin. If there's any eligible... If there's any eligible bachelors in the Walvis or Swakop area, Carlin is single and she would love to have a boyfriend. Why don't you take her for a drink?
No. Maybe in a year from now, but not yet. I'm not there yet. I've been single for a year now and
that's
I'm still lacking
time,
the
man.
Fact that, no, it's not enough yet. I'm enjoying being on my own. So, but I've got a lot of female friends that are single and they are looking. So they're always telling me like on the dates they go to. And one of them actually told me the other day that she went on date zero. Have you ever heard of date zero?
No.
So, she's stalking somebody. I've been on a couple of those dates.
No.
Date zero. That's a great idea. That's a great concept. Date zero.
Okay, let me explain.
Genius.
Date zero. Date zero is not stalking. Date zero is you go out on a date with this guy, but you don't call it a date. He's got one hour and one drink to decide if there's going to be a first date.
I used to do a lot of that a long time ago. You know, I would speak to somebody and it wouldn't be a date, but I would be on a date without them knowing. So I would enjoy thoroughly our time together. Make it not like, not awkward, but it's a fantastic way to sort of have no nerves and really enjoy the person in front of you.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, we used to call that going out, like as in going out to a restaurant or going out to a club. That's what we'd call that. And you'd bump into somebody, you'd be like, oh, they look nice. And you happen to get chatting. That would be date zero, right?
No, that's hunting. That's hunting.
Okay. That's hunting. That's hunting.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you both make a conscious decision to meet up and then like an hour. You've got an hour, one drink and 1 hour. And then you decide, okay, I want to see this person again or not for a first date. So then you don't have to sit there the whole evening and go through the whole dinner thing if you don't want to.
No, I'd never do dinner on a first date ever.
No, don't. No,
that's amateur. That's amateur. Okay, date zero. That's a good way of putting it.
Okay, now we still don't have the advice of what to do to find a boyfriend.
Let me choose one. I would say give everyone the time of day, because some of the nicest guys out there, they're so nervous. Like, I do not miss my single days at all, because I used to get so nervous. I would get like sick to my stomach. Like the most beautiful people that I would love to be. Do you know what I mean? It made me like, the experience of going through that and then nothing really materialized. And even if it did, you were so nervous that you felt almost sick all the time. So I would say give person the time of day, listen, and then make your decisions. But give the guy a chance.
I like that.
That's very cool. I'd say learn to say no quickly. Fail fast by being honest. Fail fast by being honest, because just like you're nervous to spend time with that person, Chops, it's also nerve-wracking saying, look, you don't really do it for me, sorry, but there's not going to be a date one in this case, according to example. that can really break a person, because you got to be honest and go, look, it's not going to work. Yikes. Ouch.
But that's better. Yeah. That's better than stringing someone along. That was Ian F. in Johannesburg and Chops in Kenya answering my Inside the Male Brain question. The conversations are real, authentic, and nothing is scripted.